I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't bring it up personally, because I'm not a person that wants to hurt the other man's feelings, but the person's feelings.
Okay. Someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try to get to it.
Or I might.
No. I'll try to get to it.
Would you ever say I might could do it?
No.
So how does that sound?
It don't sound like that. That wasn't the way I was brought up.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you could use the word, I might get to it next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I never used that. Because I had that question asked me quite a many times in my lifetime. And I'd say, well, I'll try to get to it. And if I... Mm-hmm. If I can't get to it, why? I'll ring you the latter part of the week and tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What? Maybe I can tell you when I can get to it.
Mm-hmm. If you saw some friends doing some hard work, you might go over and offer to
help them.
Okay. You say it would have taken me a whole lot longer to finish that, but he came over and he.
Well, without his help, it took me a lot longer.
Uh-huh. But I was able to finish it because he did what? Because
he helped me.
Okay. You'd say that's the first time that he had ever let me do anything. He had ever...
That's the first time he ever offered to help me.
Or that he has ever...
He has ever helped. Has ever helped. They offered to help me.
Okay. Did you ever say, help me?
He no, helped. That's from Arkansas. Hope. My father-in-law used to use the word hope, too.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard a number of people around here, and that's that kind of an East Texas expression, hope.
Uh-huh.
But it's not here, not to, it's more for the rural areas.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a... It's really not a Texas word that's used. It's like I only found one man. He's a friend of mine that would call a brush a brush.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law, he used to call it a brush, paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
When this man, I went to school with him, and I don't know where he got the where he got. I think what he picked it up, it sounds to me like a nigger expression. You know what I mean? I've heard niggers talking. Bresh sounds to me like it'd be a nigger expression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a colored people expression. See, my colored people's vocabulary and speech has changed so much in the last 20 years. It's just mm-hmm. unbelievable. Of course, we still have. I noticed over in Alabama there, they haven't changed near as much as our colored people have here.
How do you mean they've changed here?
I mean, the way that they talk and in their speech and the way they pronounce names and different things. It's gotten now to where a lot of our colored people, you could hear them talking on the radio, you would never know they were Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we've got a lot of them on the radio, and I enjoy listening to them there. They're all right. But I don't know. Those words, a lot of them words. I know a lot of those words that they use here, that slang words they use here, they originally were from colored people.
Like what?
From colored people.
What kinds of slang words?